Hi, I am Sharon Rhodes from Time for You, and we are concluding our discussion of keys to your success. Today, we're going to talk about conscious language. Do you know someone who just seems to fill a room with positive energy whenever they enter? Do you know someone who makes you want to run away and leave the room when they enter the room? Some people just exude or radiate positive energy and make everything brighter, happier, easier. They just uplift everyone. We might call these people glass half full people, while others, we would say, they see the glass half empty. Which are you? Which do you choose to be? We can consciously commit to seeing things differently, thinking about things differently, and speaking about things differently. The words we speak shape our consciousness, and by simply making a shift, choosing to change, making that decision to choose different words, we shift our consciousness and affect our reality. You see, our thoughts and words have energy. So that means when we focus on the negative, when we hold negative thoughts and speak negative words, we are sending out negative energy to everyone around us. When we stop dwelling on problems and start thinking about how to fix them or begin focusing on what is going well, we get into a positive frame of mind and we will see more positive. Proverbs says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." That's Proverbs 18:21. When we speak, we direct our breath from our lungs and turn that breath into vibrational energy that impacts people around us and our universe. The words we speak become self-fulfilling prophecies. Let me share some examples with you. If you say, "I want something," you are saying you lack it, because want is speaking deficit. "I wish" and "I will try" are other phrases that lack power and leave things to chance. When we say, "I'll try to be successful," we are leaving too much to chance, and our subconscious mind only knows how to be successful, not how to try to be successful. When we say, "I hope," we're leaving open the possibility of failure. A better choice of words would be to say, "I am successful," rather than "I hope or want to be successful." "I am fulfilling my purpose," rather than "I am trying to be better." Every word we speak goes out and results in either good or not so good. So consciously, let's choose words that move us toward our goals and keep us on a positive path. You will be happier and more successful, and those around you will be happier too. And when you find yourself around people who choose to focus on the negative and speak about what's wrong rather than what's right, you can choose to leave the group or change the conversation to a more positive one using conscious language. Let's try an exercise. Say out loud after me, "I want to be successful. I have success. I choose success. I am successful. I claim success. I give myself permission to be successful." Do you see how we've moved from "I want to be successful," meaning I'm speaking that I already lack success? If we say, "I hope to have success," we're leaving the possibility of failure in the equation. As we progress to more powerful conscious language, from "I want" or "I hope" to "I have," "I choose," "I am," "I claim," "I give myself permission," We are, in fact, practicing conscious language, and we're creating higher vibrational energy in our words, and we are creating a more successful future for us. With that, we conclude our series of episodes talking about keys to success. I would remind you that you are worthy. Each of you is worthy of the success that you claim for yourself. Own it, claim it, give yourself permission, and celebrate your success. And always remember to take time for you. This is Sharon Rhodes signing out for now. We'll be back again with some more podcasts. So if you enjoy these, follow us, check back in, and be sure to share with your friends. Thank you so much. Have a great day.